This is The World Today. You can find us on the ABC Listen app or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Could the cheque no longer be in the mail? The Reserve Bank Governor has signalled that this payment system, used mainly by older Australians, might soon need to end. The warning comes as Australians continue to give up on cash in favour of tap-and-go transactions. Here's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
In today's tap-and-go cashless society, where internet payments are part of life, some might be surprised to hear that cheques are still used for everyday transactions. Older Australians who use them to pay bills and still even balance their chequebooks love the old-fashioned security of a cheque being in the mail. But the Reserve Bank Governor, Dr. Philip Lowe, says the death of the cheque seems inevitable.
Cheque use in Australia has been declining sharply. The number of cheques written fell by another 19% over the past year, and the value of cheques is down 30%. I think, as you can see from this graph, at some point it will be appropriate to wind up the cheque system in Australia, and that point is getting closer.
Most cheque users these days are retirees, but many are in their 80s or 90s who grew up in the austerity of the Great Depression and World War II. That means they also love cash. But Philip Lowe told a payments summit in Sydney this morning the days of hard cash transactions could also soon be history.
There's been a further trend decline in the use of cash in Australia, with cash now accounting for just around a quarter of day-to-day transactions. And from what we can tell, most of these transactions are fairly small value payments.
Philip Lowe says the demise of cheques and cash seems unstoppable, but seniors groups aren't buying it.
Look, it'd be very worrying for our members and for a lot of older Australians, because there are more than 2 million Australians who don't have access to computers and the internet.
Ian Henschke, Chief Advocate for National Seniors Australia, says the abolition of cheques could amount to elder abuse.
You'll be amazed at the number of people who still send in an envelope with a cheque inside it. I mean, it is still used by many older Australians. And look, in a sense, it would be a form of financial elder abuse to take that away from them. I mean, it's their right to pay a bill the way they wish to.
The Reserve Bank is talking, though, about an orderly transition. How long would that transition have to be?
Well, I think the transition would have to be fairly long, because if you're someone who's in their 70s today and you're going to live another 20 years, I think that orderly transition would have to be not in years but in decades.
While Philip Lowe thinks the cheque is effectively dead, he still thinks cash in the pocket might be a good idea.
Perhaps cash is going to be the payment instrument you use when kind of a disaster happens or there's a failure of the electronic system. And I think most of us who use tap-and-go payments all the time still carry some cash in our wallets or purses, just in case.
But before the cheque finally bounces or goes the way of the mail, Philip Lowe says an alternative payment system will have to be created to ease the distress of older Australians who still rely on traditional cheques.
The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan there.